It's Friday. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Happy belated Thanksgiving to all our listeners and viewers out there. But I'm Chris Carter here, going to be joined by Jenna Harner. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Steelers offense. Ben Roethlisberger had some interesting comments back on Wednesday that I want to address with you about. Maybe there's hope for the offense to take some serious steps moving forward. Then, of course, we'll pick all the games for this upcoming weekend. And then finally, we'll get you our predictions for Steelers-Bengals on Sunday. I'm Chris Carter of the Locked On Steelers podcast. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things on the Pittsburgh Steelers. We thank you for making the Locked On Steelers podcast your first listen every day, as it is free and available on all podcasting platforms, especially Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, and YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the like on this button, on the like button if you are watching this video on YouTube. The show is brought to you today by Stat Hero, the first of its kind, a daily fantasy sports platform where it's you versus the house and head-to-head fantasy matchups. Winner take all. Sign up for free right now at stathero.com/lockedon and use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, all capital letters, all one word, and you'll receive a 100% deposit match on your first deposit at stathero.com. Joining me as always on Fridays is Jenna Harner from Channel 11 Pittsburgh. What's up, Jenna?
Hey, happy Friday. How's it going?
Happy Friday. It's a great Friday. It's been a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. We are, of course, going to be talking about some giving our picks out later in this show. But Jenna, let's just step back and look at the Steelers. Now, you were out in LA. You got to see, you know, SoFi Stadium and the Steelers craziness. I was sitting in Channel 11's studios with Kelly Burkett and Doran Dickerson and Doug Whaley and D9 Pietro and all our people there. And we were just being like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like just every step of the way through the ending. But through all the craziness, and I said this after the game, through all the craziness of that Chargers game, there was a semblance of hope that, hey, did the offense figure something out, or was this just some pure luck situation that happened here? And Ben Roethlisberger, when he spoke to Pittsburgh media before practice, on Wednesday, he did come out and address this situation there, because it was asked like, hey, what was clicking there? Ben Roethlisberger said the Steelers went into a no huddle offense on Sunday against the Chargers, during which he was basically just telling the line all the different protections, and he said they were executing it. And he said that's a huge step for the offense moving forward. This has been part of the situation here, is that for the last 10 years, Ben Roethlisberger has had Marquise Pouncey, David DeCastro, you know, veterans in front of him that he could say, hey, we're doing this, and they could adjust to it. You got rookies, you got second year guys, you got new guys on the team. You have a mediocre to below average to bad even at times offensive line. I get being nervous to call those things, but if this could be a step in the right direction. Jenna, what's your assessment of was the Steelers' success on offense real, as in something that they could carry moving forward?
I mean, first off, what better of a circumstance to try that in than where they were at Sunday night? I mean, for Roethlisberger to say, you know what, we're going to do this, which we also know that that's one of his favorite things to do. You always hear, you know, oh, Ben's drawn up plays in the dirt. We remember all of that, like the middle of last season when of that was, you know, I want to say, was that the Titans game when
it was definitely the Titans game when people started first bringing that up.
Yeah. And so for him to be able to do this with this young, with this slightly inexperienced, with this interchangeable offensive line because of the guys that have been getting hurt a little bit, you know, the movement, the rotation, also the fact that a week before they played under a different quarterback, which as much as I feel like the team always says, you know, the game plan doesn't change that much from Mason to Ben, there are clearly some things that change when you have Mason Rudolph under center versus when you have Ben Roethlisberger under center. And so I think this was perfect for them to be like, Ben to be like, okay, What have we got to lose at this point? We have to start scoring points somehow. We're going to this option, and it worked for them. I think it does give them a lot of optimism, something to build off of, something to kind of look at and say, hey, when we need this, we can use this now, because there are young guys, Kendrick Green, Dan Moore Jr., these guys, and Trey Turner obviously not being here with this team last year, these guys saying, hey, we know what we're in now. Let's go out, let's execute, and let's give our football team, let's give our offense a chance to really make some big plays, which, I mean, that fourth quarter alone, you saw it. You saw them do a lot. And I think, again, small sample size, it's also very circumstantial. They were trailing by 17 points. Mm-hmm. But this is something for this offense to say, hey, we can put up these points. We can go no huddle. We can figure these types of things out. And we can kind of, say, hey, if this isn't working for us, scratch that. Let's figure out what will work, and let's move the ball down the field.
That's a big step for the Steelers. They need something that they can click into, and they haven't had that all season. The offense has just been, abysmal. And it's like, if they hit on a big play, they hit on a big play, but they need a go-to part of their offense, Jenna, right? Like every team, every good team has something they can say, hey, we're calling this, or we're doing this, and we're going to be able to move the ball, or at least pressure the defense to make some really great plays. Right.
Yeah.
So, I look at that and I think, man, like, is this the building block of something? A big question will be, how healthy can the offensive line be? We know that Trey Turner was dealing with some injuries. J.C. Hasenauer is dealing with some injuries. B.J. Finney still got back problems. And then, of course, Kevin Dotson is, on injured reserve. Lots of questions there. We will see how that plays out going into the week, with the final practice report coming out Friday about who's available and who's not. But you have to look at this, to me, as a positive sign. We've seen the playmaking ability of Najee Harris, of Pat Freiermuth, of Deontay Johnson. Now you've got Chase Claypool back healthy and ready to go. There's chances here, I think, for this offense to really show, hey, last week wasn't no fluke just because of the blocked punt and the tipped interception, that there's actually some things we're figuring out here. I think that's vital to what the Steelers did, because to me, this Bengals game that we're about to break down in a couple segments, it's not a must-win game to make the playoffs, but I do think it's a must-win game if they have hopes to win the division.
And I was going to say, what better week to go into than this type of game? You're playing a division opponent. You're playing a rival. You're playing a team who kind of kicked your butt when you faced them. What was that, week three? When you faced them earlier this season. So this is a chance to say, hey, look at how much our offense has grown, and also make the Bengals have to game plan for that a lot more. I'm sure it's going to be something they're working into now, but now they're going to look at that fourth quarter and say, my goodness, we have to plan and account for a lot more things than maybe they didn't anticipate before the Steelers really showed that they were able to do that and do it consistently in that fourth quarter.
Absolutely. That's going to be one of the big questions. We will keep a close eye on the Steelers offense and bring all the evaluations. Jenna Harner, of course, as always, breaking things down as great as always on the Locked On Steelers podcast. We're going to get into our weekly picks as usual. But first, I got to tell you guys about Stat Hero. No one plays daily fantasy sports to lose. Winning feels so much better. But traditional fantasy sports are long-term losing propositions, because you never know who or what you're up against, because anyone can pick whoever. But on Stat Hero, it's the first ever daily fantasy sports platform where you know what the house is picking, because you're playing against the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup, winner take all. Crazy part? Stats Hero will show you their lineups before you play and let you handpick the team that you want to face one-on-one. This is a never-before-seen innovation of fantasy sports and sports betting hybrid. It's called Stat Hero, and it has players clocking odds that are over four times better. Why? Because you don't have to compete against thousands of experts or unknowns. Stat Hero puts you in control of your fate. With Stat Hero, you are in control of your stakes. You decide how much you're going to play for, and Stat Hero has no choice but to take it, because they're daring you to beat them. Stat Hero head-to-head is what daily fantasy should be, one-on-one. Sign up for free right now at stathero.com/lockedon and use promo code LOCKEDON for a 100% deposit match. That's stathero.com/lockedon. Use promo code LOCKEDON for a 100% match when you make your first deposit. stathero.com/lockedon. Terms and conditions apply. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm Chris Carter here with Jenna Harner, breaking things down for you in week, what are we, 12 now? We are week 12. It is crazy.
How did we get here? How did we get here?
It should still be week 5. That's just yep. my take on the situation there. But yep. We're, of course, discounting all the Thanksgiving Day games. We hope that you all enjoyed your Thanksgiving. The Bears played the Lions. The Raiders played the Cowboys. The Bills played the Saints. But we got a lot of games this weekend to talk about. As always, we'll talk about the Steelers and Bengals last because that'll be the game that we break down in the final segment. So let's go to a game that I think everyone's going to just kind of, you know, keep an eye on just to see if anything stupid happens in. But it's the 2-8 Jets against the 2-8 Texans. Two teams that their two wins also have been upset, like really impressive upset. Yeah. Like, where did this come from? The Jets have beaten, I believe, the Titans and the Bengals. The Texans just beat the Titans last week. That's crazy. The Titans have counted for two of the wins of these teams with four wins here. But, you know, going at home, I'm going to go with the Texans here, Jenna. I'm going to go with the Texans here because I think that they can build on something. And, you know, I don't trust either of these teams. So they're at home. I'll stick with them.
There are so many games before I pick. There are so many games this week that are coin tosses. I feel like every single game you could look at and be like, yep, either team's going to win. They're all either really close matchups, really intense matchups, really bad matchups like this one. This one's going to be fun. I'm going with the Texans just because I think also Zach Wilson coming back, the Texans maybe will be able to get to him a little bit. I don't think he's going to come back and light things up, although God knows me saying that means it's going to be entirely wrong, but I'm going with the Texans.
There it is right there. We agree on the first one. Now, yes. This is a very interesting matchup. You have the 7-3 Buccaneers who got back on track, but the 6-5 Colts, who nobody can figure out. One week they're really bad, the next they're really good. They beat the Titans recently. They were able to outperform them. They were able to step up. But the Colts right now at home, 6-5, hosting Tom Brady. The Colts have inserted them into the playoff picture of the AFC. I thought that they were going away quietly. I'm gonna stick with the Buccaneers. They got Tom Brady, but the Colts, interesting pick here, especially because they're at home.
Yeah, this is one I go back and forth with because obviously Jonathan Taylor has been playing out of his mind and Tampa's yes. going to have such a fun day stopping him. So wishing them the best of luck there. But I think with Tom Brady, I mean, you know what he's capable of, especially after the way he played Monday night. And he had a great game Monday night, except for that interception, which I'm sure he is still very angry about. They still blew the Giants out of the water, and yet I'm sure he's still looking back at that fuming. He's still got that lingering effect of the last 2 weeks losing those two in a row. So I think the Bucs come in. I think this is going to be, honestly, one of the most competitive games of the weekend, but my gut tells me to go to Tampa here.
Absolutely. Also, I forgot to mention Griffin Mang, I forgot, was the winner of last week. He went 12-3 in our runyourpool.com league. If you want to make picks with us every week, you can go to runyourpool.com. There's a link below in the video on this on YouTube. You can make that pick at any point in time. To pick every week. And if you have the most correct picks by the end of the season, you get a Steelers jersey delivered to you from runyourpool.com. Griffin Mang also jumped into the lead. Right now, he had 99-50, followed by Dan the Man, Ethan Brown, and Steelers Fanatical Universe right behind him with 98 wins. So really close stuff here in the Locked On Steelers Pick'em League. But we get back to our picks, Jenna. We got the 4-6 Falcons at the 2-8 Jaguars. I don't trust either of these teams. Like, this is a rough pick here. I'm going with the Falcons just because I think they're less bad. But, man, this is a weird one to pick.
Yeah, this is one of those ones that you go with, okay, which team is not as horrendous? And I think the Jags are a little bit more horrendous than the Falcons. I think the Falcons have shown some glimpses of good things. I mean, clearly some of the wins they've had have been one of those, oh, they won that game type things. I just don't see this being a game the Jags win. This could be one where it's like, maybe they show some upside, they show some good things, but this is going to be one of those, like, almost kind of like leading into Thanksgiving when you saw that the Lions and Bears were playing. You're like, I'm going to watch this just because I know this could be interesting.
Absolutely. This could be interesting. We're going to another game here. 5-6 Panthers against the 4-7 Dolphins. When did the Dolphins get four wins? That's wild. But here they are. They've got – In fact, but you know what? They're on a 2-game win streak, I realized, because they beat the Jets last week and the Ravens the week before that. So that's
Jets and Ravens.
Jeez, that's just a wild situation. So these are two teams that have that are performing poorly this year. Yeah, it's been rough, but I'm going with the Panthers. The Panthers almost beat Washington last week. Cam Newton being back has sparked something in the offense, but the defense is destroyed right now. The Dolphins, you know, dang, now I want to pick the Dolphins because their defense is performing well. And Tua's, I switch it back. I'm going with the Dolphins. They're at home. Tua's been playing a little bit better. Jalen Waddle's been in there, and they got a defense out there. I'm going to go with Miami.
I think Miami's defense has a lot to build on, too. Instinctually, I want to say the Panthers just because Cam Newton's back and he's really getting into a groove, has been playing not fantastic, not, you know, incredible by any means, but he's been playing solid football the last 2 weeks. But I in a weird way, I feel like Miami is just going to, their defense is going to be the big difference maker. Because again, you look at the defensive matchups and I think they have on paper, at least right now, the better defense. I'm going with the Dolphins, but it feels weird. It feels weird doing that.
It is weird to be banking on the Dolphins for anything. Hey, yeah, I did it last week though. Yeah. So here we are again. This is a very intriguing AFC matchup and maybe one of the best ones of the week. But Titans at Patriots, the Titans 8-3 coming off a tough loss. The Patriots 7-4 after rising up from a rough start this season. I'm gonna go with the Patriots. I'm riding that wave. Their defense is playing well. Mac Jones is playing well. They're running the ball. Meanwhile, the Titans just had a really rough loss this past weekend. I think that people are starting to realize, oh yeah, they don't have Derrick Henry. Let's take away the pass game and not worry about their ground game. And now they're starting to fall into the pitfall that the Titans would have always been in had Derrick Henry not been their running back.
And we know what Bill Belichick is capable of doing in terms of limiting you when you're already limited offensively. And I think this is going to be one of those games where afterwards we're going to really be looking at the Patriots and be like, are they going to do it again? Are they going to be back?
Everyone's dreading this. And you know what the ultimate dread is of course, the Patriots playing Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
No,
that would be a nightmare.
Nobody needs that. But yeah, I'm picking the Patriots in this one. I think this is a game where all of a sudden, again, they're thrust back into the conversation because of the fact that Mac Jones has been having success and that defense has really been coming alive in the last couple weeks here. So going with the Patriots. I don't like it.
My goodness. Are they really about to win the AFC East again with the Bills? This is supposed to be the Bills' year.
The Bills, but honestly, poor Bills fans too. I mean, granted, we're recording this before the Thursday night game, but I mean, this for them was like it. This was like, we did it. We exercised the demons. Brady's gone. There's young quarterbacks. And all of a sudden, Belichick's right back in it.
Absolutely. Let's look again here at our next game. We have an NFC East showdown. This is always fun to watch just because these two teams hate each other and these cities hate each other. 5-6 Eagles at 3-7 Giants.
Oh, my God. This one, really, you're making, like, I hate it. I hate it because it's not – the Giants don't win these games, but this is a chance where they're – I'm going to say they're not going to, and then they're going to go out and do it.
The Giants do this a lot, though. You're a Giants fan, so you live through this drama. But like, as a person who like, this is like the Giants. They'll just randomly perk up and say, "Oh yeah, we'll play good this week."
And I'm trying to remember. It's always because it was a holiday. I want to say it was Christmas. Miracle in the Meadowlands. I want to say that was Christmas and not Thanksgiving. But I think any Giants game around a holiday, the Eagles have been playing well. Jalen Hurts has been playing well. Devontae Smith also has been really getting into a groove. The Eagles are going to win this game, but the Giants are gonna make it interesting, and then they're going to lose by a field goal because that's what always is how that's how they play. That's their brand.
That's always what happens. I'm gonna go with the G-Man. I take it back. Jalen Hurts is playing well. He's running the football. I'm going with Jalen. What am I saying? I picked him in our fantasy league. Jen and I do fantasy football every week against each other on FanDuel because that's our sponsor for our weekly fantasy show for Channel 11. So I picked Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith this week. I'd be double dipping or I'd be going in between things. So I'm gonna stick with Philadelphia here. But let's move on to the 4 o'clock games. We're going to wrap these last few ones up fast so we can get to the Steelers pick at the end. 6-4 Chargers at 5-5 Broncos. Whew, I'm going to go with the Chargers. They didn't look too great against the Steelers this last week, even though they ended up winning. But I'm going to stick with LA.
Yeah, I think so. I think that game also, you know, was a nice game for Justin Herbert to be like, all right, we've had some rough games, but I can compete well. I can play well. And hey, look, I can use my legs a whole lot more than you thought I could. Granted, it was against a very depleted Steelers defense, but for a young quarterback, that's something he really can find a lot of confidence in and continue to kind of grow with. Yeah, I'm going the Chargers here, although I do think Denver makes it interesting a little bit with the ground game.
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to that situation, I think it could be interesting. The Denver's defense also can at times get at you. So there's that, but I'm going with the Chargers just because I just, their offense can light it up. And I don't trust enough of what the Broncos do. Granted, I don't trust too much of the Chargers either. But yeah. Okay. This to me, I think is, you know, a game of the week caliber game here. Sunday 4:25 kickoff, 7-3 Rams at 8-3 Packers. Now, Aaron Rodgers is out on camera showing off his toes and how he's a fractured toe earlier this week. That was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in a press conference. That's just so bizarre. But with his toe injury, I have to think that the Rams got this. I just the Packers are very dependent on Rodgers being successful, whereas the Rams have several ways to beat you with their defense. Now, the Packers' defense has been playing better lately, but I'm going with the Rams coming on the road and making a big win.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think if you have a healthy Aaron Rodgers, we're talking a little bit different here. But the fact that he came out, but also this is one of those things, too, where like he's going to come out and say he has a fractured toe and then go out there and throw like 5 touchdowns.
He does that. He is Aaron Rodgers.
He does that. But I think if he was playing a little bit of a different matchup, it would be that type of game. I don't see that happening, especially against a Rams defense where you're seeing Von Miller get integrated a little more. You're seeing him get more comfortable with that defense. I think the Rams also know that they've been on a little bit of a skid and they can see this as a huge opportunity to kind of take a nice jump in terms of where they are in the NFC standings. So, yeah, I'm going Rams here.
Absolutely. Now, keeping it rolling with our picks. We're going to be looking at another game that's a kind of 5-5 Vikings at 5-5 Niners. The Vikings had a really impressive showing last week beating the Packers, so I'm going to go with them, but I wouldn't be surprised either way here.
Yeah, this is one of those ones to me that kind of could go either way depending on how they play, who really steps up. But I think the Vikings and, you know, Justin Jefferson also have yourself a season, dude. Continue to build on what he's been built, like, you know, because this is his second year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he had a great rookie season, but for him to sustain that success and say, hey, look, I'm still here. I'm still around. I'm still making these big plays. I think he can do it against a San Francisco defense that we haven't seen a lot of spectacular things from just because of the injuries and because of, you know, them dealing with a lot of the stuff that they've had to deal with, unfortunately. So yeah, I'm going to Vikings here, but this could be, I don't know. I've been saying all these games to me feel a little bit close.
They do. Now, here's a game that on Sunday night, all Steelers fans will be keeping an eye on. 6-5 Browns at 7-3 Ravens. This is huge right now. Ravens are supposedly going to get back Lamar Jackson. So that should be back in the fold here. The Browns, they pulled off a close win over the Lions last week. I'm going with the Ravens. They're at home. The Ravens need to keep pace. They've been finding weird ways to win. I think the Ravens might lose this to maybe another team this week, but the Browns right now are struggling. That, you know, Baker Mayfield's complaining about the fans booing him. Jarvis Landry's talking about the coaches. This team seems in disarray, and I think this is the perfect situation for the Ravens to catch them napping.
The Browns are teetering on that line of, are we going to keep things together or are we going to completely crumble and fall apart? I mean, Baker Mayfield not even speaking to the media after the game last week. Granted, I just saw the reports. I have not dove into that entirely, but that's a statement right there. I believe his wife was like deleting Instagram posts, making, you know, ridiculing the fan base and stuff like that. And this was supposed to be a Browns team that everyone's like, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to win again. Things are good. And so I think the Ravens just capitalize on that. When you have Lamar Jackson, who's been sitting a week, being able to get healthy with a non-COVID virus, him being like, all right, I'm back in here. I know what I have to take care of. I want to play well. Also, did they have a game? Was it the Dolphins game and then the game Lamar missed?
Or was there a game in between? No, it was the Dolphins game and then the game Lamar missed. Yeah, because he lost that one. Yeah.
So Lamar hasn't been able to come back out and be like, hey, that game you saw against the Dolphins, I'm way better than that.
This is a very good point. This is a prove it type of game for him after whatever happened there. So very bizarre situation. But who are you going with again?
I'm going with the Ravens. I don't think the Browns have a good showing at all.
Got you. Monday Night Football, less of a care game. 3-7 Seahawks at 4-6 Washington. I'm going to go with Washington just because the Seahawks have been such a mess as well.
Yeah, Seahawks are so up and down. And Washington having that big win over the Titans, was it? No, I think it was the Bucks. The Bucks.
They had the big win over the Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah, they won over the Bucks. I think that's something that was, granted, that was 2 weeks ago, but I think for them, that's still something that they're like, hey, you know, we are still a competitive football team. We did lose a really key player on our defense, but we're still going to be in games. And I know how much you love Taylor Heinicke.
I do love me some Taylor Heinicke, man.
That dude
be slanging it out there. All right, we got to pay some bills real quick. Then we'll get into the Steelers pick in just a second here. But first, I got to tell you guys about Built Bar, which is the best tasting protein bar ever. If you haven't tried a Built Bar by now, you are missing out. They say it's just a protein bar, but it doesn't taste like one. You have to try one of these amazing bars yourself to believe it. Most protein bars are chalky or waxy or just plain hard to choke down. The Built Bar is soft, covered in 100% real chocolate. And when you bite into it, you know you're eating something different. It's more of more than an experience and one that you'll enjoy. In fact, you'd swear you're just eating a candy bar. Built Bars are low carb, low calorie, low fat, low sugar, but high in protein. And they have all the healthy benefits on top of just being purely delicious with so many flavors. If you go to BuiltBar.com, you can find out by checking out all the mouthwatering flavors. They have coconut, raspberry, mint brownie, all coconut almond, salted caramel, double chocolate, cherry barcia, all the flavors, Jenna. This month, Built is coming out with new limited time flavors every 3 to 4 days. And November is almost out, y'all, so you better get on it. So check out their website often. You don't want to miss out. Go to Built.com and use promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED 15, all capital letters, all one word. LOCKED15, you'll get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. And for BetOnline, it's Thanksgiving, and we know what that means. That's football, and nothing goes better with football than turkey and betting. BetOnline has you covered all holiday season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline becomes your number one spot for all sports action this Thanksgiving. Just head to their new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus with promo code LOCKEDON to receive your welcome bonus. It's not just about football. BetOnline has pro and college hoops, NHL, boxing, UFC, and even your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. At BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. And BetOnline, where we're stuffed with deals this Thanksgiving. So, back-to-back ad reads means we keep it going here. Let's wrap it up, Jenna. It's Steelers at Bengals. Pittsburgh at Cincy. This is a classic division matchup. The Bengals, of course, they smacked the Steelers at Heinz Field. Tyler Boyd was talking smack after saying they quit. We broke them and all this other kind of stuff the Bengals were talking smack on. And the Steelers at the time, they kind of brushed it off. They said, oh, we're not paying attention. That's not bullet board material. Jenna, we know that's bullet board material. They're looking at that on tape right now. They're like, you see this guy? You see what he said about you? Now, a lot of this, of course, will have to depend on this final injury report. Will they get everyone back? Will everyone be a full go on Friday? We'll find out when it comes out. Stay tuned for that. On Twitter, we'll be checking that out. But Jenna, what is the biggest factor the Steelers have to overcome in this game? What's their key to victory here? That if they do this thing, they will stand the best chance to beat the Bengals.
This is going to sound so obvious, but can the offense put up points the way they put up points against the Chargers? Can we get a performance like that from Ben Roethlisberger 2 weeks in a row? Can he continue his touchdown to zero interception streak? Can this offensive line continue to create for Najee Harris? Can, when they get in the red zone, get into the end zone, find a way to get 7 points, not three? I know this is like, yes, Jenna, of course, if they score more points than the Bengals, they will win this game. But that's important because, again, we saw an offensive outburst. As I fling my computer, I'm getting very animated here, as everybody can tell. Caught it on the lip, went straight up. But if, you know, there's so many questions about this offense coming into this season. What was the offensive line going to do? Is Ben Roethlisberger washed? Is he going to be able to compete? How are their, receivers going to match up? They're losing guys because of injury. if this offense can show that they can score against a Bengals defense that allows a lot of points to receivers, they're at the bottom of the league, if I'm correct, in terms of receiver matchups. So pass defense. That's the word I'm looking for. It's been a long week.
It has. But it's the holidays.
It's the holidays, exactly. If this offense can show consistency, then I think this is going to be a game where you're going to have to force Joe Burrow to play catch up. And he hasn't been in that situation a lot recently. So is this offense, is Ben Roethlisberger going to be able to go and have a performance like he did on Sunday night, especially in the fourth quarter? And are they going to be able to say, hey, we can put up a lot of points. We can find ways to get into the end zone, to score, and not have to rely on our defense to make a lot of plays, especially, again, with some of the question marks, not knowing if everybody's going to be able to come back from those injuries, depending on what happens with the injury report Friday.
Absolutely. That's a big part of this is all about the injury report. But you bring up great points about the offense. They scored 10 points the last time. You can't win a football game scoring 10 points. It's just, that doesn't happen. So what has to happen, in my opinion, on top of what you're saying with the offense, they got to take away the big play from the Bengals. That was what killed them the last time. Jamar Chase had two touchdowns, big plays where he broke loose on the secondary. And they lost by 14. He had 14 points on big passes. If they take that away from Joe Burrow and that offense is putting up points, all of a sudden you're going to start to see that second-year quarterback start to take riskier plays. And if they're healthier and they have guys playing out there, I think that gives them a lot better of a chance to get after the quarterback, to make plays in the secondary, get a couple. They got a big interception last week against the Chargers. They might get some in this game if they can just get a lead and force Joe Burrow to have to be consistent all the way down the field. No bombs to Jamar Chase, no crossing patterns where he breaks loose and gets a lot of yards off after the catch. Lock that down. I know that they got some talented receivers, Tyler Boyd being one of them, T. Higgins being another, but they got to find a way to limit these guys. I think, Jenna, we're hitting it on the nose here. Prove that the offense was not a fluke last week. Prove that they could actually put up points and take away the big play. And you put yourself in a situation where the Bengals will have to play really consistent football. And we've seen over the past 4 or 5 weeks or so, they haven't been as consistent as people thought they were in the first few weeks of the season. So that's a big deal here, Jenna. What is your final score prediction for this game?
This is going to be a close game. I don't think there's any question about that. It is going to come down to some big plays. And again, who can make the bigger play? And I don't think it's going to be one of those last possession wins types games, but I'm going 31-27 Steelers. I know it's going to be a high scoring one. I do think the offense can build. And I keep saying we are waiting for that defensive score. Or you get something like last week where you have a blocked punt and it's really deep in enemy territory and you are able to drive down and score.
You were this close to getting your defensive score last week with that blocked punt. Like that was
we were
it was
right there.
If Miles Killebrew can just find the ball in time, you would have been a prophet. Like that's what it'd been.
It's coming. It's coming. There's no doubt about it. The last couple of weeks, we saw Minka Fitzpatrick make the big play and then get called back. And then you see the Miles Killebrew block punt. It's brewing. It's coming.
It's brewing. I feel you on that. I'm with you, though. I think the Steelers win this game. I think they score a little bit more points. I'm going to go with 27-20. I think the Steelers put up enough points, and I do think the defense comes up with some big plays that deter the Bengals here. The Bengals, to me, I said this earlier in the season, their early success was impressive. I think they have some really good pieces, but they're extremely young, and they don't have those leaders that have been around. Like the Steelers, even though that they're also a young team, they're starting a lot of rookies. They got Cam Hayward. They got Ben Roethlisberger. They got guys that are going to lead them through and set the standard for them and say, hey, this is what we got to do here. And if they got guys that are healthy around them, I think they stand a good chance here. So, course, this is all barring the Friday injury report to see who's back, who's available for the Steelers. But both Jenna and I have the Steelers winning and putting up a good amount of points in this game. So that's going to be interesting to watch. Well, Jenna, as always, it's a pleasure doing this show with you. It is so much fun. We hope that you had a good Thanksgiving. Let people know they can find you, follow you, and get more of your work.
Well, Chris, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope all of our viewers and listeners had one as well. So happy Thanksgiving. Hope you all enjoyed your stuffing, because that is the best side dish. I will say that on record. Stuffing, best Thanksgiving side dish. And if you want to hear
don't tell Dora Dickerson. He hates stuffing, apparently.
I know. Dora and I are going to fight on Twitter, and if you want to see that, you can follow me on Twitter at Jenna Harner 11, Instagram at Jenna underscore Harner, and WPXI as always. We will be in Cincinnati this weekend for the game, so definitely tune into the Black and Gold Zone after Sunday Night Football Sunday night for a full recap of whatever happens in this game.
Absolutely. And then tune into The Final Word after that, because your boy will be on it for like a third or fourth week in a row. We on fire here, Jenna.
You got a streak going here. I love it.
Yeah, man. Dean can't get rid of me. He keeps trying to take me off the air, but he just can't. I'm too powerful. But in all seriousness, thanks so much, Jenna, for being on the show. I'm Chris Carter, your host here. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. Read my work at DKPittsburghSports.com. Subscribe to this show, the Locked On Steelers podcast, on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, and YouTube. Like this video if you enjoyed it on YouTube. Subscribe it, share it with your friends. It really helps us out. If you want to help us out further, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts with a positive comment. Doing so gets you a shout out at the end of the show. Thanks so much again for listening/watching. We'll be back in your ears and on your screens Sunday night going into Monday, recapping what happened with the Steelers. Thank you.